Okay, Joe, I'm going to change the LCRU battery.
Roger, just in time.
Keep powers going. Joe, we have bag 7 on the left-hand side of the tool carrier and bag 2 on the right side.
Jim, we copy that. If it's easy to do, just keep bag 2 under the seat and follow your checklist normally. Bag 2 is just an extra bag for us. Jim, do you read Houston? Jim, this is Houston. We prefer bag 2 under your seat still and bag 7 on the hand tool carrier instead.
Well, bag 7 is Dave's bag. It's on the left side. It's just a question of which one you want on the right side. In other words, which one do you want on me?
Jim, bag 8 on the right side, please. And that's a new bag.
Okay, you want bag 2 under the seat.
That's right, exactly. And yeah, then we can follow the checklist exactly from here on in.
Okay. So bag 2 is under my seat. Some of Dave's equipment. Putting bag 8 on the right side of the tool carrier.
Right on. Dave, what was the source of the battery you just plugged in for us?
Came out of the LMP's footprint pan, is where I picked it up. The one that was in the plus Z foot pan.
Okay, Dave, thank you.
Dave, you're going to go out to the LSAM, huh? I guess we're both going out there. Okay, let me meet you out there. Are you all done? Yeah, I'm done here. Yeah, I've got the tools on, but how could you be done? Put on here, okay.
Dave, before you get on the rover, we need a reading from the meter on our Le Creux, please.
Sure, Joe. Stand by. I'll get that.
And we're asking because we may have a chilly battery on our hands. We've got good TV picture, but the voltage is not quite up to par.
All right. Maybe I should have put it in the sun instead of the shade. Okay, Joe, what reading would you like?
AGC first, eh? Copy, now we need power.
Okay, I guess you want all three and it saves us some transmissions.
Go ahead.
Okay, temperature is 2.0. The power is 1.0.
Okay, Dave, we copy. Thank you. And Dave and Jim, as you move out to the core site, we're going to ask you, Jim, just to help Dave with the core removal.
Oh, good. Good. That shouldn't take you more than a half an hour. How about I just let him do the whole thing? Need some experience. Thank you.
Jim, when it's convenient for you, I guess we're going to need Dave's split antenna deployed.
Okay.
Dave, while you're getting buttoned up there, when you move out to the drill site, we'll want you to photograph the collapsed material in the trench and do a photo pan around the core there. And Jim, maybe you can see if you can pull a core out of the ground while Dave's doing that, and then he'll give you a hand. Good thinking, Jim.
He's always thinking.
Ain't he, though?
Okay, babe. Here we go. I'll meet you out there. Okay. Hope you took a couple because the first one was probably exposed.
Okay, this is Houston. When you climb on board the rover, do not push in the nav circuit breaker. We'll do the initialization out at the drill site.
Okay, you mean pull out the nav circuit breaker.
Roger.
You got Mag Fox. Mag Fox on the 16.
Got it.
Joe, there's so much dust on the camera that, by the way, Jim, let me get your camera lens while we're at it. I can't get the polarimetric filter on right now. I'll work on that.
Roger, Dave, we copy, and it's worth only a few seconds try.
Okay. Too bad, because this won't go on. It's such a tight tolerance on that thing anyway.
Your judgment, Dave. If it's not going on, give it a toss.
Well, I think maybe it's so sticky I can, when we get to where we need to do it, or maybe I can just stick it on there, because it's sticking pretty good. Maybe I can put it on for you, Dave, it'd be a little easier. No, you couldn't. It's not gonna help any, Jim. Hey, I've got the lens brush here if you want me to clean your lens. Yeah.
Thank you.
TV camera's positioned. Circuit breaker's coming in.
Roger, a nav circuit breaker should be out.
Right.